case number 16625. This is an application of Hess Corporation for an order extending the outline and amending the applicable order for the St. Anthony Bakken Pool to include sections 5 and 8, 140, 96 in Stark County as a 1280 spacing unit and to allow up to 6 horizontal wells to be drilled thereon. All interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, during this matter on behalf of Hess Corporation. We'll have the same three witnesses. Michelle Phillips is first. Michelle, will have you turn to Exhibit 1 and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit 1, please.
Sure. Exhibit 1 is a location map that identifies requested DSU, outlined in blue. It also shows the adjacent fields to the location, including the St. Anthony field directly to the north in 14196.
And then let's continue on with Exhibit 2.
Exhibit 2 shows a schematic of 5 and 8, as well as our working interest within the area. And Hess has, as a plurality interest within this location.
And Hess will work with the other operators in proposing a well and ensuring that the proper proper party operates. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
No further questions. We'll end with this.
Any questions from the staff? Next witness.
Joseph Habiazzi. Joseph, I'll have you turn to Exhibit 3 and describe what you're showing on Exhibit 3.
Thank you. Exhibit 3 is a top middle Bakken structure map in the area of interest. Sections 5 by 8 are outlined in blue. A cross-section running west to east to illustrate connectivity is annotated, which I will discuss in Exhibit 4. The structure map shows us shows the middle Bakken structure going deeper from the southeast to the northwest. Thank you.
And then Exhibit 4?
Exhibit 4 is a stratigraphic cross-section running from west to east, flattened on the top Bakken shale. The interval shown here is a lower logpole to upper tree forks interval. Displayed logs are gamma ray resistivity and neutron density where available. Bakken upper and lower shales are highlighted. Middle Bakken thickness range here is 20 to 25 feet. And the primary target here is most likely the middle Bakken. Thank you.
No further questions from the geologist.
Any questions from the staff? Next witness.
Victor, I'll have you turn to Exhibit 5. This is essentially the same six-well pad you described in the prior case. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And no real change in the method of development for this case?
That's correct.
And then if we go to Exhibit 6, these are the same volumetrics, reservoir data, and the same economics as in the prior case. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And is it also your opinion that this 1,208-acre drilling or spacing unit will protect well and rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
No further questions. We offer the exhibits.
The exhibits are received. Are there any questions from the staff?
Victor, this is Bruce Hicks. Is there a gas line in this area?
Yes, this spacing unit is close to the one we've been considering in previous case. So we're going to be connecting this one to the same gathering system.
Okay. Thank you.
Victor, do you know if Hess intends to drill one well initially, two wells initially, or all six initially?
No, this economic assume each new well is coming in line in 2 months after first investment.
So is that, are you going to drill all six wells back to back?
Yes. Assuming that the first one is economical, you're going to drill all six of them.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, that'll conclude the hearing in case number 16-625.